Penguin Random House Audio presents In the Unlikely Event by Judy Bloom. Read for you by Kathleen McInerney. 35 years later, February 10th, 1987. Even now, she can't decide. She thinks about flipping a coin. Heads she goes, tails she stays. But isn't indecisiveness an early sign of mental illness? Didn't she cover a story about that a few years ago? Or is it that she's conflicted? Conflicted is better than indecisive. Why is she thinking this way? A voice inside her head says, "You know damn well why." She steps up to the bank of phones inside the departure lounge and dials her 15-year-old daughter, Eliza, at school, but gets her machine. She supposes it's good news that Eliza has gone to her early morning class. She'll try her again later when she gets there, if she goes. Otherwise, she'll call from home. She's still weighing the pros and cons an hour later when the flight to Newark is announced and the first-class passengers are invited to board. She feels the panic rising, the dry mouth, the pounding heart, the urge to run. The moment of truth. Once she gets on the plane, there will be no turning back. A hot flash washes over her body. "For God's sake, not now," she tells herself, wriggling out of her coat as sweat pools between her breasts. She takes a deep breath, grabs her carry-on bag, and heads for the gate. She's going to do this. She's not backing down. Once she's seated with her seatbelt fastened, she thinks about taking a Valium to help her sleep on the long flight. But when has she...